here, but from what you guys did this season, I mean, you guys got to be pretty proud of yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, it's tough in the moment right now, and I'm sure, you know, with some time, we'll be able to reflect and appreciate what we did, but, you know, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's, in 1 year, no one thought we would be able to do this, and we did it, but, you know, it still hurts because we felt like we could have did a lot more.
What's this week, this experience been like of coming back home, seeing so many familiar faces, and getting to have this moment in somewhat of a run in front of so many people you know back in your hometown?
I mean, you know, it's been just a roller coaster of emotions, you know, from going from the last game to this game. Being in New York, obviously, playing at MSG for the first time, playing in March Madness, you know, it's been surreal. And like I said before, sometimes you just got to take the good with the bad. And we took the good last time, and now we just got to roll with the punches and take this moment in and, you know, just keep having the love, joy, and freedom, and just appreciate God.
I apologize if you've been asked, but can you kind of walk me through that last play where you got tied up and were able to get a shot off?
I mean, there was no real play. Like, we just tried to get the ball up fast, and, you know, I should have just shot the ball, but in a moment like that, I don't know. But I just, Keith told me to be ready to shoot, and I got the ball. I didn't feel like I had a shot. I had an opportunity to get a shot up, but looking at me, I got to watch it again, but I should have still got to try to get a shot up, but.
How much does something like that stick with you?
Man, I'm probably gonna think about it. I don't know until we play again next season. I don't know. That's a tough way to end the season, especially with the ball. You know, me having the ball the last possession. So it's definitely tough.
Early, but you're thinking you want to come back another year.
What was that?
I said, I know it's early and it just happened, but you are thinking you want to come back and use that fifth year.
Right now, I'm just trying to, you know, be in the moment and just think about, you know, reflect on everything we did this year, and then, you know, when the time is right, I'll make a decision on what I want to do next year.
Can you share what Coach Tang maybe said to you after the game, after that play?
I mean, he just, you know, came in the locker room and they were just telling us, you know, if you would have told us a year from now, we would go to the Elite Eight, considering everything that that's happened, and, you know, the doubt that we had, you know, we would have took it. And just, you know, if it's the worst thing or worst feeling you have in your life, you lived a pretty good life, so.
How does it make things when Keontae's not out there with you for long stretches?
You know, our leading scorer, you know, there's nothing that can imitate what he does for us on the court. And, you know, for him to be in foul trouble is tough. But, you know, that's just how the game goes. I'm super proud of him for what he was able to do this year. And I know he gave everything he had, so.
Yeah. Why do you think things swung their way with that 15-1 run in the second half?
And I don't know. They got to more 50-50 balls than us. It's just tough. They got to more 50-50 balls than us. They made more plays than us. And then in a game, one possession game like that, just, you know, you never know what the one play was that they were able to make that we weren't.
You were expecting Marquise to pass you the ball there in that last possession?
He told me be ready to shoot. I mean, so I knew there was a chance I'd get the ball. And then when I got the ball, I don't know. I didn't feel like I had a shot, but I should have still just tried to get a shot up.
Did you think legs were an issue at all?
Nah, I don't think so. I think, you know, they were a good team, well-coached team, one-possession game. They just made one more play than we did.
They're a big guy. How hard is it going up against somebody who's 7'1" and can do the things he does?
I mean, you know, we played against really good bigs in the league, and obviously he had a really good game today. He impacted the game. I don't think, you know, it's nothing that we haven't played against, but, you know, it was his day today. Credit to him. He capitalized on our mistakes, and they got away with the win.
How do you sum up? I mean, it's hard in the moments after the loss, but how do you sum up just the season, how fun this was, how cool it was to be with your guys, to make it this far, the highs, the lows?
You know, you just got to be appreciative of God, and, you know, all we were trying to do is, you know, fight to live one more day. And that's what we were trying to do tonight, so that we could stay and keep living this dream that we've been living this whole year. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So, you know, just we all love being around each other. We all really enjoyed each other on the court, off the court. And, you know, we just wanted to keep this thing going. But, you know, sometimes that's just not how it goes.
Ish, what was it like having Coach at the end of the tunnel outside the locker room cheering you guys on?